Blog Talk Radio.
Tears don't dry as another baby cries. Pack me on the street with your head held high. The rich get richer, poor, poor ass high. But you blame it on the parents because they barely get by. Quarter minutes is the belly notice of our eye. Look us on every corner and you wonder why we die. Drugs taking feelings, but you lock away the dealers and give them more time than you anticipate a failure. Wonder why these young men beat up on their women. Why they get a job, but she's a convicted felon. Back to the drug war, babies having babies. You just a baby yourself, you supposed to raise a lady. Fathers walk out, no more commitment and dedication as a place to complete. So from the graduation, they want to take it out, struggle to put food in their mouth. Be sitting in your white house with your children, future plans out. Get a little nervous when we knocking on the door. Makes me believe they don't love us anymore. So I just say to make it sing. I think it's time we build our voices up, so we just keep passing. Make a fuss and the crooked ones never straighten up the statement that I'm making up. The second we've been down on luck, letting people win off, cause we know that we can never trust. And they just do a fuck with fuck when the truth of the matter brings. What about us?
Welcome to Make You Think Radio. This is the second episode in what we hope to be a long line of episodes. And tonight's topic is going to be a lot different than last night. Last night was a great show. We had a great listening audience. We do have the phone lines fixed. For those of you that are going to want to call in, the number is 347-826-7526. And I just want to kind of jump right into it tonight. Tonight's topic is something I feel is very important, and it's what really makes life worth living, which is following a dream. And unfortunately, most people do not follow their dreams. Over the next hour and a half, we're going to talk to a lot of you, and a lot of you are just going to sit back and listen. But we're going to talk a lot about why people don't follow their dreams. And for those that do, what's entailed in doing so. Following a dream is not necessarily mean that you're going to get wealthy or that it has to be something on a scale of going to Hollywood or things in the movies. But what following a dream is a desire, something that you want to achieve, something that throughout life or for a long time you've thought about, wanted to do, considered doing, and either are pursuing or for some reason or another not pursuing. For my own self, what following a dream was I want to own my own business. To me, there was never anything that was going to be more important than the ability to be my own boss, succeed, leave a legacy, and kind of call the shots for myself. And one of the things that I'm most proud of is that I've been able to do that. Over the past 4 or 5 years, I've been able to reestablish myself in a whole new city and kind of develop out here. And prior to that, being out in New Jersey, I had the same mindset. And is what's led me to have the opportunity to do more things with my kids, to, I think, be a more well-rounded person. And because I had a background where I know what it's like to try to achieve a dream and to what goes into it, I've been able to work with a lot of great people that have not necessarily always seen eye to eye with me, but always had the same vision, and that vision being that we wanted to be the best. And it's kind of the way that I've always believed in doing things. I believe that if you want something and you desire it, you go for it. When I decided to write my first book and my second book, even though it was personal, it was kind of just a matter of jumping in and going for it. I didn't spend a lot of time researching or interviewing. I knew what I wanted to say. I knew what I had been through. I knew what I wanted to talk about. And I didn't need anything other than a pen and paper to do that. I was so into writing that there were times when I didn't sleep. And then we jump into radio, and kind of how the whole radio thing came about was just talking to people over the years who had encouraged me to go from writing and being a business owner to jumping into the radio forum, and not necessarily because I like to talk, because I do, but more so because I have a passion for certain issues. I'm either really passionate about something or I don't care at all. It's kind of how I live my life. So when we came up with the program, and what we were going to do, we just jumped into it. Me, the people around me said, you know what, we want to do the radio thing, let's do it. And I think that that's a big part of what dreams are. Time is precious in life. There is no guarantees. Always waiting for tomorrow doesn't always work. And having said that, over the next hour and a half, we're going to talk about that. I'm hoping to talk with some people who are trying to pursue their dreams, some people who have achieved their dreams, and some people in the middle. And I know a lot of people out there are going to feel like, you know what, I'm happy where I'm at. And maybe that's true, maybe it's not. Let me just share with you before we really get going here. Forbes did some research just last year, and what they found here in America was that 31% of people at work don't like their boss. 31% lack or feel that they don't have enough power or authority. They feel almost like they're demeaned. 43% felt like they were never recognized, no matter how good a job they did. And 35% said there were too much politics, but here's the most alarming thing. On average, 2 million Americans every single month of the year leave a job to either go find another job or just leave it because they can't take it anymore. And I was looking at this report that was brought to me by one of the girls who works for me, and I said, you know, it's interesting because all of these things that people complain about, they have the power to change. And I'm going to start with the first one, which is not liking the boss. I didn't like the boss either. I never liked the boss. I've had bosses that were great people. But for me, the one thing that always lacked was, in order to be my own person, I had to set my own pace, make my own rules, have my own business, do my own thing, and then find a way to make people better by doing that. So when I look at these statistics, the first thing that jumps out to me is that all these people, the 31, the 45, 43%, I'm sorry, all of these percentages are people who quit, and maybe some of them go on to try to do something else, but the majority of them recycle back into another job. And here's the thing. Every single person out there listening tonight, every single person everywhere has the power to make the decision to live their dream. And if you don't achieve your dream, to at least go for it. And I think that one of the things that, or I know that, the number one thing in America and why people don't achieve their dreams, and probably all over the world, is that they never go for it. You know, if you never go for it, the lottery has a saying, you have to be in it to win it. And life is a lot like the lottery. There is some luck involved, but unlike the lottery, you have a chance to play it as many times as you want and kind of change the rules or change the system to fit the way that you want it to go. And never going for it is, without question, the thing that holds people back more than anything. We're going to jump right into that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in less than 2 minutes. Okay, we're back, and the number to call at any point that you want to join in is 347-826-7526. 347-826-7526. We're talking tonight about why most people don't follow their dreams, what holds them back, and let's get right into it. I believe that there's a lot of things that stop people from following their dreams, and there's three things that come to mind, and in no particular order. One is, and let's start with fear of failure. Most people talk themselves out of a great opportunity before they ever take it. What happens is they hear something, they hear all the good about it, whether it's starting a business, whether it's moving to a new city, whatever it may be, investing in something, and it sounds great. And they have a passion for it. It's something that they believe in. It's something that they want to do. Maybe it's an idea that they came up with. And what happens is they make this list in their head. And unfortunately, the pros and cons list usually has a lot more cons. Because let's face it, when you're going to go after a dream, usually that entails a lot of change. It entails having to take, or it always entails, having to take risks and fear of the unknown. Because, look, we all know that one thing that happens quite often is when you're going for success, you're going to fail a lot more than you're going to succeed. It's just the way that the game is played. The thing is that once you succeed, it makes all that failure worth it. But with going into the whole thing of fear of getting started, one of the first things that I hear from people, and I hear this all the time, being in my own business or when I talk to them or I talk to somebody who's unhappy in a job or unhappy with where they're at in life, whether it be a relationship or whatever, one of the first things I hear is, well, but you got to do what you got to do. I wish I could do something different. It's not the right time. And let me just kind of touch on that. It's never the right time for change. It's never the right time, because in most people's mind, the right time is the perfect time. There's never a perfect time. Opportunity and chasing a dream is much like having a child. You have a passion, and your children are the reason you get up in the morning. That's kind of how your dream becomes. The second reason that people kind of fall off and don't go after their dreams is because they believe it's too hard. You know, everybody has this vision that in order to be successful and in order to do bigger and better things in life, you have to have all this money saved or you have to have the time. And I got to tell you something. When I first started out in business, I started out by waking up one morning and deciding that enough was enough. I had this passion. I wanted to be my own person. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to make it, and I had a vision of how I thought things should be run, how people should be treated, and I was kind of in those earlier statistics. I didn't like the bosses. I didn't feel like I ever got enough recognition. I didn't feel like there was enough respect, and I didn't feel like any of that was ever going to change. In fact, I looked ahead and I asked myself, and I would look at the people that I was working with and I would hear their stories, and most of them have been there much longer than me, and I would hear their stories, and I knew one thing. I knew that I had a desire, and that if I didn't just wake up and do it, it was never going to get done. So I knew it was going to be hard going in. I had done a lot of studying of successful people. I had made a point to meet some successful people, and I had made a point to listen to successful people. But I also listened to people who had a couple of things in common. And one of those things was that no matter what was going on, it was always a priority. One of the biggest things that keeps people from following their dreams is that you talk about it, you think about it, you like to be heard about it, but it's not a priority for you to do it. If it's a priority, and this is going to sound very cruel when I say this, but when you're chasing your dreams, there's a lot of things that come up. There are family engagements. There are, friends wanting to go out. There are all types of things that come up. But when it's a priority, the priority takes precedent over the pleasure. And I'm going to tell you something, is that if you're willing to put your dream aside to do something that you enjoy more or that you'd have a better time doing, then that's not your dream. that is something that you're in for the moment. A dream and a passion is something that takes priority over everything. And now that doesn't mean that other things don't become more important, because or never more important. I mean, I can think of times when, unfortunately, my son had to go to the hospital, or obviously the birth of my children, all those things take precedent. But most days those things don't come up. People who have a dream skip the party to be at the presentation the next morning. It's the way that successful people think. And I learned this a long time ago. When you have a dream, when you have a passion, when you're trying to achieve your goal, you know you're on the right track when Saturday is the same as Tuesday, when TGIF doesn't mean anything because you're getting up the next day and going after it. Now, we all need downtime, but if you're really honest with yourself, for those of you out there listening that have a dream, that have a passion, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's hard to find an hour or two in a day. When you're sitting around doing nothing, you're constantly looking for something to do. Your brain is constantly moving. You can feel it. And people start to get annoyed with you, which leads me to probably the biggest thing that holds people back. And that is negativity and the people around them. One of the toughest things to accept is that when you are going for a dream, when you're going after it, the people that you most expect to support you, that you most expect to lift you up and believe in you, are usually hard to find, quick to tell you you're spending too much time worrying about that. That's more important than everything else. They look for all the reasons in the world why it's unhealthy, why you shouldn't do it, and it's very hurtful. You know, one of the toughest things about going for something, when you're trying to achieve something, is the crab basket syndrome. Crabs in a basket love to pull each other down. But at some point, what you have to do is you have to look at the people around you. And if you're honest with yourself, usually people around each other resemble each other. Okay? If you go and find somebody who has no ambition, just sitting at home all day, doesn't want to do anything, someone who hates their life, gets up, goes to the job, comes home, complains, can't wait for the weekend, those people all hang out together. In fact, they have foundations for them. They're called nightclubs and bars, because usually what happens is Friday comes and the little bit of money they did make, they're going out to get drunk because they just want to forget about their life during the week. People that have a passion don't think like that. We don't want to forget about what's going on. In fact, we want more. I want to have the book, the radio, the business, the big event that we're putting on in September. These are all things that I want to be involved in. I don't want any one of them taken off my plate. In fact, I want more to eat. Okay? I want more to eat. And that's how people think. But when you're dealing with negativity, one of the biggest mistakes that people make is you think that you can keep those people around and eventually they'll change when they see you successful. Or you're going to show them and then they're going to start to believe in you. I have to tell you something. If they don't believe in you when you're getting started, don't ask them to believe in you when you're finished. Because this is how it should work, okay? The people around you that truly believe in you will do anything to help you get there. The people around you that you should get rid of are the ones staring at you every time you open up your mouth, or the ones that are changing the subject. And we've all been through that. I can tell you that anyone who's ever achieved any amount of success has been through that. I have a good friend named George that is in the process of trying to start his own thing. And one of the things that me and him have talked about at length is some of the negativity, some of the frustrations, some of the aggravation that he goes through. And it's stuff that we've all experienced. And he continues to persevere through that. But I can tell sometimes it gets to him. And I'll tell you that it can be very frustrating. Because what you have to remember is this. Most people know you as just the average person that they're used to talking to, the average person that they see every day. They can never picture you being anything but what you are. Change is scary to people. So when you start to change, when you start to become different, when you start to evolve and really get passionate, most people that you know can't understand that. They haven't seen that side of you. They don't get it. And in fact, truthfully, a lot of them doubt you. And the reason a lot of them doubt you, and this is tough for us to accept, is because long before you achieve it, you have to believe it. Well, the problem is when you're in the fire, it's easy to feel the heat. They don't feel the heat. They're not in there with you. They know you as job guy, the guy that gets up, goes and does what he has to do, and then comes home, hangs out on the weekend. All of a sudden, when you can't hang out on Saturday and things are different, the negativity comes. The negativity comes from winning a home, too. I can tell you that I know many, many men and women who have tried to pursue a dream and given up on it because of their spouse or their girlfriend or their boyfriend or their fiance, whatever it may be. And here's why. Because change also breeds envy. And nobody has more jealousy built into them than the person that you sleep next to. Nobody. Now, there can be different types of jealousy. It could be towards somebody that, you know, of the opposite sex. It could be towards you trying to do better. But I'll tell you this. Here's the one thing. When somebody meets you, okay, they meet you how you are. And all that talk about doing better and what you're going to achieve and passion and fulfilling your dream, when they haven't seen that side of you, that side of you is scary because they start to believe that you're feeling like you're better than them or that what all you had ever talked about or what you were has completely changed. And you know what? It has. And so at some point, you have to make that decision of how much negativity you're willing to take, whether it's from friends, relatives, and then you have to start to move away from it completely. Because if you don't move away from it, then you begin to take on acceptance. Okay? Acceptance is the root of all evil when it comes to people moving ahead and being more successful. Okay? 84% of people in America, 84% in a poll done by Career Builder, okay? 84% of them are not at a job that they ever wanted. 84% of the people that they polled at jobs are not at a job that they wanted. Okay? Think about that. That's 84% of people that wake up every day driving to somewhere they don't want to be, listening to someone they don't want to hear, and making less than they feel they're worth, I would assume. That's got to be a horrible feeling. It's got to be a horrible feeling. You remember when you were a kid and they made you eat your vegetables? How much you dreaded coming to the dinner table? That's what that is. Remember when you were a kid and you couldn't leave the table until you cleared your plate, even though you didn't like what mom or grandma had cooked? That's what that is. 84% of adults are that kid sitting at the table eating what they don't want because they've made the decision to accept it. And when you make the decision to accept something, you haven't lived up to what's going to make you happy, okay? It's like being in any facet of life. Once you accept something, then you quit trying to do better or change it. 84%. Think about that, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. The phone number is 347-826-7526. We look forward to talking to some of you. We'll be back in a moment. And we're back talking to you about following your dreams and why most people don't. You know, interestingly enough, one of the things that people use, and it can go either way, either as an excuse or motivation. And I just got a text from somebody saying, well, what if you have children? You know, it's not that easy to get up and just do something when you have children. And children either become the excuse or they become the motivation. And, you know, I think about my kids and how they're going to be set up when the time comes when I'm no longer around, when my wife is no longer around. What will they have? And it's one of the biggest motivations that gets me up out of bed to do better. It's one of the biggest motivations that gets me up and makes me want to go do more in the morning. Now, they can't appreciate that at a young age. All they see is that daddy's home less, and, you know, they wish that he was home more, and, you know, he gets a little cranky, and he's always working. But when I think of the future and what it will mean to them and everything that I put into building the foundation for them, how they'll look on it will be totally different. And I'm going to say something that's going to offend a lot of people, okay? If you can't go out and make changes and try to do more because you have children, then your children have become your excuse to accept and not do better. Your children are not the reason that you don't follow your dreams. Your children should be the reason that you wake up in the morning and follow your dreams. They should be the reason, not the excuse, okay? Anyone can find an excuse. People who don't have a car either take mass transportation and find a ride to get to work, or they quit the job, okay? You either use something as motivation or you use it as an excuse. So to answer the text that I just got, and I'm not going to put anyone on blast, but to answer the text that I just got, you know, your children are not the reason. Don't ever blame your children for the reason that you're not following your dreams. In fact, I think that when people fall into that category, it's a shame because that means somewhere along the lines, you started living through your children instead of for them, and I'll leave it at that. Now, talking about one of the things that I do often and talk with the people around me about how hard we work and what it takes to go for your dream. Because, listen, going for your dream is not easy, okay? And we can talk about how, you know, excuses and opportunity. But you know what? Going for your dreams is not easy. In fact, it's very difficult because it requires a lot of things. And one of the things that it requires, quite honestly, is a lot of courage, okay? It takes a lot of courage to stand up and decide that you're going to do something different, because that means facing that fear that we talked about that holds people back. That means facing the fear of the unknown, facing fear or facing the possibility of failure, facing the possibility of maybe losing something, okay? Facing the accepted job or the accepted way of life. And it also means losing some people. Those two things kind of go hand in hand, because change means a lot of times you're going to change some of the people around you. Yeah, and it's not easy to do that. One of the hardest things that I ever had to do was make the transition from people who I cared about but maybe weren't best for my well-being, and people who I didn't care about as much on a personal level but had vision and were the best thing to help me move forward. And I'll tell you that I care about everybody on my staff, because I do. Anybody that works for me would tell you that if I had a choice between making $50 million and them making or not being able to pay their bills, or making $10 million and everyone living great, I would do that in a minute. But having said that, I would do that because I believe that they would do the same for me. I'm probably wrong. They're probably sitting there thinking, yeah, right. But one of the things that you have to really understand is that when you're going to chase a dream, you have to have courage, because the beating that you take when you're first getting started, from all the doubters to the people who are going to give you all the reasons, to the self-doubt that creeps in, to the bad days, to the failure, to the having to come home and know that you didn't quite get it done, man, those are tough things to face. But the other side of that is that once you get that courage, once you make that decision that you're going to go for it and you're going to have what I call tunnel vision and you're going to look straight ahead and no matter what's to either side or no matter what exactly is going to get in the way, you're going to go past it. You know, I think of it a lot like when I have to get to my son's baseball game. Doesn't matter what traffic, what's going on, I'm going to find the route that's going to get me to his game so I can be there for the first pitch. When you're going for your dream, every single day is the first pitch. Okay, you have to have tunnel vision. No matter how frustrated you get, no matter how many things are put in front of you, no matter how many things go wrong, you are going to be the person that's going to just block it all out and go for it. Everybody has problems. We all have personal stuff going on, life's issues. There's a lot of different things that can happen. But you have to look at it this way. If you didn't follow your dreams, would you still have those issues? Of course you would. If you didn't follow your dreams, you'd still have problems, still have issues, you still have bills, you still have things going on. The difference is what's going to pull you out of it? What's going to make it so that all that negative stuff gets positive? All those negative things become good. And I'll tell you what it is. It's being able to block it all out. It doesn't mean that you're ignoring it. You know, one of the biggest arguments that I have with my wife whenever I'm starting a new venture is she may want to bring something up. And I'm in the middle of working on a project, for example, the big event that we're doing in September out here in Pittsburgh. And I'll say to her, you know, not now, not now. I have to get this done. And she'll say to me, well, no, you don't care. Wrong. It's not that I don't care. It's that that problem will be there. Okay? It's not going anywhere. Now, if I revolve all my time around that negative problem, all that positive stuff I'm trying to do that will help decrease all that negative stuff, all those things are a waste of time. Negative energy is a waste of time. And so, since you have to deal with BS anyway, why not find something you're passionate about to let you forget about it for a little while? Well, like we do with the NFL on Sunday. People forget their problems all Sunday that watch football. They got them. There's negativity, but they watch a game. I know I do. And so when I think of it in those terms, it's really a shame because most Americans aren't living their dream. They're not going for it. And I always say that it's kind of like, you know, you have this fire inside and you're throwing water on it. You're not going after it. You're not doing anything because you're letting all these little factors, negativity and not having the courage get in the way. You find that passion, you find that courage, you find the answers. Now, the other thing about this is that you have to begin to get into the mindset of doing more, okay? If you put in 11 hours yesterday and you did not achieve all you wanted in what you're trying to do, then put in 12 the next day. If 12 didn't get it done, put in 13. You're going to put in 8 hours at a regular job, okay? If it's not, whatever it may be, if it's working on a car, if you didn't get the car up and running in 3 hours, then put in 4. What I'm saying to you is that successful people are always, always willing to go above and beyond. They're always willing to do more. They're always willing to take it to the next level. And they don't find it to be an inconvenience. Not at all. What they find it to be is what they want to do. It's a fire that burns deep inside. You don't lose that passion simply because it may require more work. And here's the thing. When you're chasing a dream, when you really want to go after something, when something really has you inspired, it doesn't even feel like work. A 16-hour day will feel like a 4-hour day when you love what you're doing, okay? 4 hours of something you don't want to do feels like an eternity. So you have to get in the mind frame of doing more, not accepting that or not going to bed feeling like you could have done more and you didn't, okay? Sleep is for the weak, okay? Sleep is for the weak. Everybody needs sleep. I need as much as my body's going to make me have, okay? Sleep doesn't do nothing for me. I'm the guy to go to bed at 2, get up at 7. I don't care, okay? I don't care because I'm always willing to do more. I'm always thinking about, can we get to where we're trying to get faster? Because I want to achieve what we set out to achieve. You have to have a list of goals in your mind, okay? A lot of people will write their goals down on a piece of paper. I don't personally do that. I have them in my head. And I know that my number one goal is to be number one at whatever it is that I'm trying to do. I'm not the guy that wants to finish second or third or fourth, okay? I'm not the guy that wants a ribbon because I did a good job. I want the trophy because I did the job. And there's a big difference in having that mindset. Now, when you're doing all this, one of the problems that inevitably happens is your social life takes a big hit. A lot of you that think about following your dream, think about it Monday through Friday and then put it on hold on the weekend. I have a lot of people that will come in for an interview, and one of the main questions I ask them is, are you available nights and weekends? And when you say the word nights and weekends, all of a sudden it's like press one for English because nobody understands what the hell you're saying. Most people cannot get in that frame of mind. And I will tell you that working with me, working at my company, working on any project I'm involved in, we don't have a TGIF saying, okay? There is no TGIF, not at all, okay? Because when Friday is all you have to look forward to, that means you got 6 days in a week that don't mean shit. And every day is just as precious as the next. So you're going to have less of a social life. And inevitably, when you cut down on your social life, guess what happens next? Some of those people start to cut you out. And you have to make a decision when you're going for your dreams. And that decision becomes, do I want to be one of the 84%? Am I willing to not go after what inspires me, not go after what is going to make me happy, not go after what's going to make a better life for the people that I care about, because I may lose a few people? And I got to tell you something. Remember this, all right? If they cut you out because you're trying to do better, then they're doing you a favor. But a lot of people don't see it that way because we have the high school syndrome, which is that we need to have more and more people around us. What you don't realize is that when you start to get successful, you have less people around you, but they're a better quality because they're going in a positive direction. Very important to understand that because it becomes a mindset. And the other thing that a lot of people don't have is you have faith in a lot of things, but faith in the unknown is hard to have. Okay, and it's always amazing because, to me, having a lack of faith means having a lack of faith in yourself. You have to have faith in what it is you're trying to do. If you don't have faith in what it is that you're trying to do, then truthfully, you shouldn't be doing it. Because I can tell you that I wouldn't do anything that I didn't believe in 100%. I wouldn't be on this radio right now. I wouldn't write any book. I wouldn't try to raise a child or go to a job or anything else. If I don't believe in it, I don't want to be a part of it. A lot of people will sell themselves short, and you sell yourself short when you're doing something half-heartedly. Don't do something half-heartedly. You're wasting precious minutes, precious seconds, precious days. All the things that you want to achieve, you have to believe in. Because when you believe in it, the passion, the doing more, the courage, the not worrying about the social aspects of things, that all comes naturally. And build yourself a support system. That support system may only be one person. For me, the biggest support system that I have is the people that are in the trenches with me, because they don't want to fail any more than I do. They don't want to fail at anything. When we talk about putting on an event, when we talk about a company that we're marketing for, we talk about this show, it doesn't matter how many times we may fail or fall down or things may not go perfect or we may have to get back up. What matters is that we support each other. We're going to make mistakes along the way. We're going to screw up. I know I am. Things aren't always going to go perfect. They're not always going to go the way that we planned. But at the end of the day, the support network is so important, and here's why. Because it eliminates all that negativity that I was just talking to you about. Don't surround yourself with a fake support system. Don't surround yourself and think because somebody's as broke as you or as miserable as you that that's your friend. No, that's necessity. Okay, you are who you hang out with. One of the things that I did when I first wanted to get into business, and look, I'm not Donald Trump. I have a long way to go. A lot of things that I want to achieve. But one of the first things that I did when I first made the decision that I was going to make it was I dressed the part. I acted the part before I ever was. There were times when I would go to lunch, didn't have more than $100 to my name, and people who were successful and had followed their dreams and had the passion would be going somewhere, and I'd buy everybody a drink. Now, I probably just told them myself, because now that my wife knows that, there's the answer a lot of times why I used to come home broke. But when I used to come home, and, you know, I used to think to myself that I would have spent that $25 or $30 anyway. And my rationale was that I just invested in my future because I'm going to learn from them, because I'm going to meet people through them. I'm going to learn how to think and act successful through them. Okay, people spend $200,000 to go to college, $50,000, $60,000, whatever it costs, to go to college to learn how to be successful. You want to learn how to be successful? Go hang out with successful people and spend a couple hundred hours. Go act successful. Go into a place where nothing but successful people are hanging out, people who have followed their dreams, who have had that passion, and spend a couple of hours. You'll learn more in that 2 hours than you'll learn in the 4 years that you're going to school. And I said it, you're absolutely right, okay? College is not always because you're, in fact, most cases, people going to college aren't following a dream. It's because they're taught it's the next step, and it's what they're supposed to do. You know how many college graduates I interview that sit across my desk that are making a little bit more than minimum wage? And I'm not knocking college. What I'm telling you is that that passion and that money that you spent, you could have went and learned so much from successful people. Talk to successful people. Act successful before you ever are, or you never will be. We'll be back right after this, 347-826-7526. As we head into the last 45 minutes of the show, we reach a point where it's time to talk about after you've gone through all that sacrifice and after you've gone through all of that negativity and put that tunnel vision into play, it's time to talk about why. What do you get out of it? okay? And besides, put money aside, okay? Because let me tell you something. Money is not always a driving force. Now, don't get me wrong. When people say money doesn't matter, well, I always say to people, you can prove that to me easily. Stop paying your bills and go live without it. Money matters. If money didn't matter, people wouldn't rush around going to work or pretty much sell themselves for less than they're worth to employers. Money matters. But what matters more is happiness. And you know, a lot of times we don't think about the end, okay? The reason why human beings are able to go forward and do the things that they do is they're able to block out the fact that one day we're not going to be here. In the back of our head, we all know it, and we all know that our days are numbered. But we always use the expression, see you tomorrow, or I'll do it tomorrow, or we make plans for next week as if we were guaranteed that it's coming. And a lot of times, that's what happens with success or with dreams. Dreams are always put off till tomorrow because you have yourself convinced that eventually you're going to get to it. And unfortunately, you reach a point in your life where you realize that that didn't happen. For me, I don't want to leave this earth with regrets of what if. What if I would have went after it? What if I would have done this? I think that one of the saddest things is when you talk to somebody who's older and they're telling you that they wish they had done more, that they wish they had done certain things. And elderly people will always give you the best advice because they've been there. They've done that. They know exactly what it means to live with that regret. And I didn't want to. So, look, we're all going to have some regrets, but why make them self-inflicted? You know, why not go after a dream and find out if it would have worked out or wouldn't have worked out? That opportunity is something that you really, really wanted, 150%. And so one of the things that you derive from it is you don't have the regrets. You don't have to worry about being that elderly person that's sitting on the front porch and talking to their grandkids or their neighbor about what they would have liked to do. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. I have a friend now that's in their late 50s, and they had always talked about opening up a restaurant and never did and never will, quite honestly, much as I love them, never will, because I met them when I was 22. I'm 40 now. For 18 years, they've been putting it off till tomorrow. That's a lot of tomorrows. There's been a lot of restaurants open and closed in between that time. What would have happened if he would have went for it? What would have happened? Maybe, he would have been the next Morton Steakhouse. Maybe he would have been the Ponderosa and went under. Who knows? But you know what? As he gets older, I can hear it in his voice. I can hear the regret. I can hear that he wishes that at some point he had went for it. He never took the opportunity. But that's one of the things that going after it or going or following your dreams gives you. It gives you the ability to know the what ifs. The other thing is that was biggest for me is the quality of life. You know, I didn't want to be like a lot of people, where like that 84%, and wake up every day hating what I'm doing. I just felt like that's not a quality of life. I mean, that's like an unhappy marriage that you get paid to stay in. You know, it's so frustrating to me to see people who are doing things every day that make them unhappy and continue to do them. And I understand that mindset. Well, actually, I don't understand that mindset, but I understand that most people have that mindset. But the quality of life, the being able when I want to go to my son's baseball game to just say that I'm going, the quality of life for the people around you, you know, knowing that as you do better, they can do better. Knowing that as you go for things, that if it works out and it goes well, you reap the rewards. The passion that it instills in you and the feeling. And it's not all about material things or what you can buy or what you have. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the other quality of life, the peace of mind, knowing that the only way that you're not going to make money or you're not going to be able to take care of your family is if you decide to quit doing what you're doing. We often talk about what it is that people want to achieve, or we often talk with people about what it is that they want to achieve. And if you really think about it, people always have a couple of things in common, especially if they have children. Let's take it to when they have children. They always say that if anything happens to them, they want to know that their children are taken care of, that their family is cared for, that they would be okay. And the reality is that if you don't go out and make sure of that, nobody else will. And so for me, my dream was to be on my own, to be able to dictate the terms of when I go to work, where I go to work, how I go to work, to dictate on this radio show what we talk about, when we talk about it. And one of the things that it's enabled me to do is to know that my children's future will reflect my efforts. It won't reflect what somebody else set limits on me. And when you pursue a dream, when you finally hit that goal, when you finally get to a plateau of where you feel like, wow, this is what I was trying to accomplish, it gives you a frame of mind and spirit that you can live life without limits, okay? You can, that there is no limit, because if you achieved one thing, then you can achieve anything. And so what happens naturally, and just take a look at it from anyone who you know who's driven, anyone you know out there that is one of those people that's driven and just will not stop, what it does is they have no limits, because as soon as they achieve something, they either want to make it bigger and better, they're constantly brainstorming, or they're on to the next thing, and they're going to, and you just know in the back of your head, somehow, some way, they're going to find a way to make that a success. When you set limits in your life, when you set limitations, when you create limitations like the 84% out there, okay, when you create limitations, then you really start to take away the being of or the need for your very existence. Because when you're a child, you're born and you dream. You have a lot of dreams, right? You're going to dig to China. You're going to meet aliens. You're going to be an astronaut, whatever it may be. But somewhere along the line, we start to convince ourselves that we're not children anymore, so we have to face reality, and dreams just kind of go out the window. And I don't agree with that. In fact, I wholeheartedly disagree with that. One of the things that I pride myself on is that I don't set limitations on myself. I don't set limitations on myself. Limitations means that once you hit that limit, there's nothing after that. Do you understand? That the purpose, the drive is gone. I didn't ever want it to be like that. I didn't ever want it to be like that. Never. Make you think you're on the air. Make you think you're on the air. Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. I think I said this yesterday. When you call in, you have to make sure that you're not driving with the windows down, or that there's not a lot of static in the background. One of the things that I know when you're calling in, you're not thinking about the fact that we pick up all that on the air. So when you call in, make sure that you are in a location where you're going to be able to be heard. Turn the radio down, whatever it is you have going on in the background. That last caller, if you want to try calling back in, please do. Make you think you're on the air. So anyway, and that was the second time that person called in and we had a drop call. So Obviously, there's a problem on the other end of the line. The number is 347-826-7526. Getting back to what I was saying about setting limitations for yourself. One of the biggest problems in life is when you set limits, when you make a decision to not allow yourself to go above and beyond, then truthfully, you've given up the very reason why we all exist, because life, as long as we're here, is always about doing better. It's always about what keeps us moving. And as you get older, you have to find those things that keep you going, because between bills and everything else, it can wear you down. There's no question about it. Bills and life in general. I mean, things happen, losing loved ones, things of that nature, whatever it may be. The most important thing that I think we can do when you're going after your dreams is to take a deep breath and never set a limitation. Always make a conscious decision that if you achieve what you're trying to achieve, there's going to be something after. Find something that you have faith in, that you have a passion in, something that's going to continue to drive you day after day after day. And I talked earlier about about children becoming the excuse rather than the reason. And one of the things that I mentioned earlier was that my children became my reason. They didn't become, the reason for me not to do something. They became the reason for me to do something. And I think that children play a very key role, because they either become exactly what it is that holds you back. And when I say they hold you back, they don't. But, you set limitations, but now you have an excuse. And limitations with excuses are worse than just limitations, because now you actually justify the restraints that you put. When your children see you set limitations, they begin to do the same. Children are only as good as the people they have to follow. And so what I'm going to tell you is that the most important thing you can do if you have a child out there, okay, even if you're going to be one of that 84% and you're going to go to somewhere every day you don't want to be, don't teach your children to set those limitations on themselves. Limitations are, for a child, children are born into this world without limitations. They believe anything is possible. As adults is when we start to lose that feeling. So don't lose that feeling. What you need to do is take a step back and think about when you were a kid. Think about all the things you wanted to do. Obviously, you can't go back in time, but you certainly can give your child a chance to go ahead and do all the things that you weren't able to. We're going to go to the gentleman who's been trying to go call in. Hopefully, his phone's working a lot better. Make you think you're on the air. That's the third time we tried to call in. I would suggest that whatever the problem is on the other end, that you get it fixed. In any event, getting back to the topic that we're talking about is why people don't follow their dreams. There's a variety of reasons, but one of the things, when you finally get to where it is that you're trying to go, when you finally achieve something and have a chance to feel good, there's no better feeling in the world. The ability to wake up in the morning and know that all your hard work and efforts paid off, and that the journey is not complete because there's something else coming up, is tremendous. It's a feeling that's very hard to describe. If you've ever succeeded at anything, think about anything you've ever succeeded on, something that you worked really hard for. Think about when you had a test that you had to take. Think about when you were planning a wedding or planning a party or whatever it may have been, how good it felt when everything came together. That's the feeling that people who chase their dreams wake up with every single day of the week. Every single day. That's their passion. They're always planning the next wedding, the next party. And if you want to become somebody who is not in that 84%, then it really just starts today. It starts the moment that you realize that you're in that 84%. If everybody out there today wrote down and ask yourself this question, do this exercise. If everybody out there today wrote down that they were what it is that they wanted to achieve, what their dreams were, what their goals are, Ask yourself a very honest and important question as you're writing all that down. Are you achieving them? Right now, today, are you doing what it is that you would want to be doing? Then, if you are, great. Write down the next thing that you're going to try to achieve once you hit this goal. Okay? If you're not achieving it, if you're not making it, if it's not going well, then, or if you're not living the dream, if you're not on pace to do the things, if whatever it is you're doing right now is not what you want to be doing, then ask yourself this question. Write down the reasons why. Be honest with yourself. Don't write down the kids. Don't write down don't have the money. Because, you know what? Those are excuses. Write down why it is you're not. What is it that's holding you back from waking up in the morning and just going for it? A lot of people join different things. And I know some of the, and I'll give you a few examples. I have friends who are in Primerica, friends who are in Wake Up Now. And a lot of people, you know, have different opinions on those types of businesses. Here's my opinion. My opinion of it is that they have a desire to be successful in that business. How can you knock somebody for that? How can you, you know, I look online or I hear people say, oh, well, I wouldn't do that. You know, that's multi-level marketing or that's a scam. Hey, listen, I don't know. I can tell you this. I don't know enough about programs like that. What I do know is this, is that whenever I meet people and they're talking about them, they're passionate. I mean, they are passionate. They have a desire and a drive to be the best no matter what. Somehow, some way, they are going to achieve the goal, whatever that goal or that outline is. And maybe that's the jump start they need. Let's just say that whatever they're doing in those businesses didn't work out. But you know what? Failure is what drives you to succeed. So if they succeed in those businesses, and if those businesses are for real, then that's great. That's wonderful. You know what? I'm the first one to pull for them. I can tell you that I do have a friend that was very successful in one of those businesses. And, you know, he worked at it for years. I mean, he would wake up every day and go after it. And I saw him take the criticism, and I saw him go through a lot of people who dropped out. But you know what? Here we are, you know, 20 years later, and he's made it. I'm not going to say his name on air. Out of respect for him, I'll tell you his first name is John. But he made it. You know, when everybody was dropping out and didn't think that it was realistic to be able to do, you know, I think part of what kept him in it was his ego. The other part was all the things that I said. He had the courage. He wanted the quality of life. He didn't want to be a part of that 84%. So, you know, regardless of what it is that gets you started, it's better than what you're doing now if you're being honest with yourself and on that paper you're holding yourself back. You also have to understand something else, that when you make the decision to follow a dream, it doesn't necessarily mean that that dream has to be owning your own business. It doesn't mean that that dream has to be owning a huge house. It could be anything. But the bottom line is, if it's a passion, if it's something that drives you, then you should go for it. I mean, I go back to when I opened up the beginning of this broadcast, and we were talking about statistics. And 43% of people in Career Builder felt as though they were not appreciated and did not get enough recognition. Now, I can't tell you, for everybody, but I can tell you for my own self, that absolutely is a driving force for me, okay? Because the recognition I get from my children or from the people around me when we do a good job, it far outweighs anything that I have to go through during a given day. I'm going to tell you something. Recognition is important. And when you make it, that feeling of recognition and people knowing that you made it and recognizing that you made it, man, that is a powerful thing. It's beyond powerful. You know, when I talk to people now who knew me back when I was that guy who had nothing and was headed nowhere, their opinion, not mine. And now to talk to them and know that you have that recognition, you know, I want to instill that in my kids. You know, that's, again, that's a part of the quality of life. It's just so powerful when you're able to wake up in the morning and know that you're going to reap what you sow, that you're going to set the bar at a certain level. And if you don't get there, you're going to continue to have the chance and the drive to go after it again and again and again. That, you know, so yeah, 43% of people out there that, you know, go to jobs every day, feel like they're unappreciated and that nobody recognizes how hard they work. And it, I think about it and that's how horrible a feeling is that? I mean, how horrible of a feeling to know that you're working your hardest and doing everything that you can do and that no matter what you do, is never going to be good enough. It's a horrible feeling. But now let's look at the other side. They continue to go back. And then you have 2 million people that quit their job every single month because of that reason. 43% of them quit for that reason. Okay? Or I shouldn't say that's the specific reason, but that part of that reason is involved. 43%. But now you have to go chase your dream, but they don't. Most of them just go chase the next paycheck. I'm going to tell you something. I would rather downsize so that I can supersize later than continue to go straight across the board. Because if you're not moving up, you're moving down. Don't kid yourself. You're either getting better or you're getting worse because nothing in life stays the same. And a lot of people that are listening to this broadcast right now are thinking, well, you know what, it's easy to say that when you don't have this going on. Let me tell you something. I would compare my story to anybody's. I came from the gutter. Believe me, it was nothing given to me. The only thing that separates me now from me then is I got pissed off and I got tired of not doing what I wanted. I got tired of living a passionless life, of waking up every single day and being one of those 84% and knowing that it was never going to get any better unless I did something. Nobody was ever going to walk in and tell me that they were going to hand me something or allow me the opportunity to go after my dreams. Because you have to remember this, and it's very important. If you're not building your dreams, you're helping to build somebody else's. Everybody has them. Okay, Bill Gates owns Microsoft. He's got a passion to be the best at what he does. The people that go to work for him are helping him achieve that. Think about that. Bill Gates wakes up every day with a passion that he achieves by having other people involved, just like me. But here's the thing. Bill Gates took risks. Yeah, he failed. I mean, take a look at Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was fired from a company that he started. He was fired from a company he started. Today, his inventions go out across the world. He's a genius. I can guarantee you when Steve Jobs was first talking about the things that he ended up being known as a genius for, long before he was a genius, he was considered an idiot because that's the way life works. But probably the greatest thing that getting over the hump has given me, the greatest thing, is the chance to say, look at me now. And nothing is more powerful than when you run into people who didn't think that you could do it or that thought you were talking crazy when you talked about doing it. Nothing is more powerful than running into them after you've made it. I'll tell you something. It's not always simple and it's not always easy, but it's always worth it. We'll be back right after this. We'll be right back. And we're back on Make You Think Radio. We're headed into the final 18 minutes of the show. For those of you that want to call in, it's 347-826-7526. I'm more than happy to talk about anything that's on your mind with anything I've said tonight or just thoughts that you want to share. But while we continue on, what I want to talk about now is what inevitably is one of the questions that always comes up whenever somebody talks about this type of topic. And that is when you're going after something, what defines success? Because success is looked on a number of different ways. For some people, success can be living in a studio apartment and just being able to pay the light bill. For other people, success is having 3 and 4 homes and being able to vacation every day. Success is very simply this to me. Success is when you have gone after something and achieved it. When you take a look at the facts, and look, I'm not telling you the statistics don't lie, okay? And I'm sure that any statistic can be off by a percent or two, a few percentage points, depending on who you talk to. But you know what? If you talk to enough people in society, you know that most people aren't going after their dreams. Most people have not taken the steps that they need to take to achieve what it is they want to achieve. And we went over a number of those reasons tonight. We went over a ton of things that are involved in succeeding. And the one thing that always comes to mind when I'm talking about it is that I think of what it's like when you're first trying to get started and how scary it is. And so I just want to take a moment and talk to those people out there, because I know that when you're first trying, okay, you're thinking about how good it will be at the end, but how hard it is at the beginning. I know that. I get it. And here's all that I can tell you. I remember back when I was first trying to get started, and I took my share of beatings. I remember exactly what it was like. I remember sitting back and thinking, wow, you know what, is it really worth it? And one of the things that I did was I ran right out. I gave up for a little while, and I ran out, and I got a job. And within a couple of months, it made me realize very quickly why I was trying to get out on my own and do things differently. The reason why I write for personal reasons, but now I have to tell you it's more about redeeming myself from the first book, because I didn't feel like that book did nearly as good as it should have, but I was passionate about it. I learned from my mistakes. I did okay. The second book will be even better. It took longer to release it than I would have wanted to, but it's not about when. It's about doing it at the right time, and so that brings me to my point. Timing is everything. There's never going to be a perfect time. What I would suggest to anybody out there that's thinking about chasing their dream or going after it, time's now. The time is now, because nobody can tell you how much time you have left. Nobody can tell you, you know, what's going to happen, and nobody can guarantee you success. But I guarantee you one thing. If you don't try and if you don't go for it, you'll always be sitting around talking about it, and eventually you'll be like my friend talking about what if. What if is the worst thing and the worst regret that a person can live with. It takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of determination to get to the end, to get over the rainbow, to get to that pot of gold. It does. It takes a lot. But it takes a lot more effort to do nothing, because the strain that comes from not having a purpose or putting limits on yourself far outweighs what it's like when you're out here every day hustling and trying to make it. We have a few minutes here left in the show, and I don't want anyone out there to leave with the impression that I'm saying anybody that has a job or goes to a job is not successful. If the job that you're going to is a job that you want to be in, if that's something that you had always thought about doing, if that's your passion, then absolutely you're successful. It doesn't matter how big your house is or what kind of car you drive. The people I'm talking about are the ones that fall into that 84%, that fall into that 43%, that go there every day and are going because they're going through the motions, because they've accepted. That 84%, again, has accepted that they are never, ever going to be better. And it's not because they can't be better. It's because they bought into the fact, and they bought into the fact of everybody around them, that they can't do better. I hope that what everyone takes out of this for people who are considering following their dreams. You can certainly email us with any comments or questions or advice or anything that we can do to help you get started. It's makeyouthinkradio@gmail.com. Very simple. makeyouthinkradio@gmail.com. The other thing is you can certainly feel free at any point to hit us up on Facebook. We have a Make You Think Radio page, and then you can also go to my page. I know that you always need any advice that you can get is always a good thing. I was able to get some very good advice on any project that I've ever worked on and able to work out a lot of the kinks. Still took the bumps in the road, but it was great to have someone to fall back to and be able to share ideas with. So one of the things that we've talked about, and we're not there yet, but that we've talked about here as a group, is eventually putting together a type of community board where people can go and share their thoughts and give free advice and talk to people who have been in the situations they're in, feed through some of the negativity, overcome some of the hurdles, and you know, just brainstorm. I'm always looking for talent. One of the things that we're talking about doing now is expanding. We are doing one huge show in September out in Pittsburgh, and then we're considering opening up out in New Jersey, maybe the Maryland area, somewhere out there. So for people who have always had desire to be big into marketing or events or things of that nature, certainly feel free to email us and let us know exactly what it is you're looking for. It can't make you any promises, and I'm not telling you that we're definitely going to bring anyone on board, but we'll always consider anybody who has an entrepreneurial spirit or that has a desire to make it. One thing that I'm not in the business of is telling somebody that they can't. Can't, to me, is the worst four-letter word in the English dictionary. I'd rather my kids curse than say the word can't, because what can't means is won't. Most of the time, can't doesn't mean that you can't. It means that you won't. The other thing is, it takes a lot of support, and I know that when you're first trying to get started on your own. So you can certainly ask us to help you along the way. We'd also like to eventually, and again, this is down the line, but another idea we have is for people who do want to chase their dreams, for people who have hit that bump in the road, how can we do it? Because we all know that the banks and things of that nature out there aren't lending, and I'm always drawn to the movie A Wonderful Life, because A Wonderful Life kind of shows what ordinary people can do extraordinary things when they come together. And Make You Think is in the process of starting to try to network. We are talking with another company right now about joining up and making what we're doing even bigger and better. Those people are actually out in New Jersey. We'll have more details on that as we do more shows and as things go along. But I can tell you that we're not just talking about chasing dreams tonight. You're talking to somebody who is very big into it and wants to help people that can get started. I appreciate anyone that tuned in tonight. Obviously, without people help, you know, without people supporting us, we wouldn't be nearly where we are. We still have a long road to go. There's still bumps in the road, things we need to work out. But one thing about this station is that this station will always be real. It'll always be real talk. With that being said, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with closing thoughts. And we're back with closing thoughts. Throughout the past hour and 25 minutes, we've talked a lot about pursuing your dreams. And I would say that when you finish listening to this broadcast tonight, do yourself one favor. And I'm going to leave everybody with this. Sit down at the table and think about where you're going to be, where it is you're going, what it is you want to achieve. Because it's always easy to look at somebody after they've achieved something and think that they had it better than you. And sometimes you're right, because in America, there's no question, there is a privileged class, but not everybody. You know, Stephen King wrote Carrie, and Stephen King is one of the greatest horror writers of our time. His initial book was rejected 30 times. He threw it in the garbage. His wife pulled it out, told him to keep going. Imagine if Stephen King had just left the book in the garbage, or if his wife had let him leave it in the garbage. Oprah Winfrey was fired as a news reporter. Okay, Oprah Winfrey is now a billionaire. She was fired as a news reporter. Elvis Presley did a concert in Memphis, Tennessee, and was told he'd be better going home to drive trucks. That's what he was told, that he'd be better off going home to drive trucks. First of all, Elvis did way too many drugs to drive a truck. But beyond that, somebody actually told him he wasn't ever going to be able to make it in performing. Jerry Seinfeld found out that he was cut from a skit that he was doing, not because they told him, but because he went to pick up his lines and they were gone. The script no longer had him in it. He was told that he just didn't have the it factor, the thing that mattered the most. Didn't think that he could act. Jerry Seinfeld went on to have one of the most successful sitcoms in the history of this country. Michael Jordan got cut from his high school basketball team. Always dreamed of playing basketball. Can you imagine being a high school coach that cut Michael Jordan? He can't even walk down the street now. People, they don't even know his name anymore. They know him as the guy that cut Michael Jordan. Mr. Cut Michael Jordan. That's who he is. But he didn't think Michael Jordan could play basketball. And you know what? To be fair, maybe he wasn't as good. Maybe the coach was right for cutting him. But Michael Jordan didn't stop shooting free throws. He didn't stop shooting three-pointers. I'm sure there was a lot of people along the way that told all those people that they couldn't make it. Walt Disney got fired because they didn't feel he had enough creativity. This is a guy that turned a cricket into something magical, turned a wood puppet into an actual movie or into an actual story. I mean, just think about that. Did you even care about elephants before Dumbo? But they fired him because they didn't think he had enough creativity, that there was nothing there, that he just wasn't talented enough. Now, all those people had a crossroads in their life. Every one of them, every single one of them went home and really had to make a decision, because I can guarantee you every one of them thought about quitting. Every single one of them thought about placing limitations on themselves. There's no question about it. Can you imagine? I mean, just think about it. Just imagine having a book rejected 30 times. You wrote a book, put your heart and soul into it, and 30 times he was told that the book sucks. Stephen King today is probably the greatest horror writer we're ever going to see. And there's a few of them out there, but he's right up there with them. Walt Disney, I mean, just think about it. Today we still have Disney World, Disneyland. It's where every kid wants to go because of his imagination, because of what he saw, because of a passion and a drive and a commitment. And he decided somewhere along the way that he wasn't going to be part of that 84%. And you know what all those people have in common? The best thing that ever happened to them is that they got forced to do something else. They didn't have a chance to accept what was given them. They got mad. They got a desire, and they decided that they were going to go out and be bigger and better and prove everybody wrong. And in closing the night, what everybody that ever has followed a dream has to do is get a chip on your shoulder. And one way or another, we've all been cut from the basketball team. We've all been told that we weren't good enough. All been told that what we're doing just didn't cut it. And we were usually told that by somebody who was part of that 84% that had accepted things the way they were. They didn't think that you could do it because they didn't believe in themselves to go out and do it. You see, usually the people that are trying to kill your dreams are the very people who let somebody else kill their dreams a long time ago. And when you make the decision to be like the person who's telling you you can't, one day you become the person telling somebody else that they can't. This is Make You Think Radio. Every night we're here to make you think. We're here to talk about everything. It's real talk all the time. I thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow night, and we'll be talking about monogamy. Is it natural? Why do statistics say that more people are cheating than ever? We'll discuss it tomorrow. Thank you for joining.